It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos on the bottom of Kufnun Tes and Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Tes. We're talking about when the Siman is about a malacha that a non-Jew does for a Jew. And this Sif Yud, actually, was talking about when a non-Jew filled up water for his animal. They're concerned of what's called Shemei Arba B'Shviloi. Are we concerned that he's going to, could the Jew have for his animal? Are we concerned that he's going to add for the Jew? Depends if he's Makiro or is not. Says Rav Mahagov, Yesh Makilim Barim, someone leaned that say as a Kintom and Pays, Davim Hupeder Choshes Rabbim Tzarech Yisrael, which we had spoken about the problem about Haitzah, that it's forbidden to every Jew, but if it's Tar Carmelis, which is rabbinic, it's only forbidden to for that Jew, but not for someone else. So this is Amalina, and they said, so even if it's burnt through Rosh Hashanah for the purpose of a Jew, it's permitted for a person to drink from them. Why? Since the person himself could go there and drink, that's Torah and Nehmer Ben Natan, meaning contrast to his animal. Some permitted that even initially, that's the call by Chenogu Heta, that's also the custom of permitting Leimer Aflikatil and Yudi, even to initially tell a non Jew, the Hovi Sheikh or Shadrum to bring beer or some other thing, Derek Kamalist, do it, Kamalist, which are rabbinically prohibited area, or Oibel air, without an air. Although there is what to be strange regarding this, become Mokamova in Lim Chesbar Makilim, we don't protest regarding those who are leaning Litzarach Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos or Bashas is talking in the present situation. Though Yeshla Hokabam really in you Litzarach, because you could be lenient regarding telling a non Jew for a purpose, commissions Babas. For sure, in such a situation, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Hey. So he said that again, even though there's a problem, but I saw again, we know that when a non-Jew does a malacha for Yisrael, it's forbidden for Yisrael Tabana. But that's what the Yesh Mekin here are saying. That's brought for through the Shusar Abim. It's permitted for a person to drink. However, Evsher, since possible for the person to go and drink there. So the svar is like this. I mean, there's two things. It's Amira and it's Anah. There is no Issa Anah over here because the Jew is not having benefit from the Malach on Shabbos. Why? He himself could have gone into the pit and drink. But Lish is bad to the Chil Shabbos to drink permissibly without the desecration of Shabbos that the Nochri did Hoitzah carrying through Rishos Ram for him. The Davka, like we said in the Machaber in this, if you for his animal, it's forbidden to eat Lish is in the Chabar. The animal can't climb into the pit. But if the person could, therefore it's not there's no isra na beimanami regarding animal also maybe my mahandar if the non Jew brought water from the river that the animal itself could drink from over there or let's say he brought from a pit that's in the private domain that the owner the Jewish owner could have brought his animal over there given to drink without desecrating the Shabbos gamkin yimut it also would have been permitted even though the non Jew brought it prohibitively through the street. That's not considered having benefit from the Chil Shabbos. Keep the Isa no, Yochlon from the Chil Shabbos. Since that benefit you could have had without Chil Shabbos. But if on this time, if people make a mistake on this thing, if on this thing, maybe a new demand the non-Jew brought water for his animal, from a pit that's a private domain, that's in the public domain, where the Elo Amayim these waters, EF slash Kaisa Behemtoi, you couldn't have given it to drink permissibly, but cannot, like you said, because it can't climb in. And it's in Rishus Ram. Av Sheshem Gam Nahar. Even though there's also Rav Shoyev Shalash Kosim Hashem that he could have given it to drink from, us is Mifibet Akapunk. At least my email of these borders, they've been Mokum Sheyev Shalash Lish Beta, that it could not have a drink and in a permissible way, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Sivkan Nadvav. And, but for a person, he's allowed to drink from it, because since it's possible for him Leilich Shom to go over there and he could drink it himself. Now, the main Yisrael Yochel Leilich Shom Mesakam Zidrachim. Let's say the Jew cannot technically go there because of the danger of the roads. Then Asigam Leizut. And forbidden also according to this opinion. It's obvious the same thing is Ladich Kelim Bamayim. To wash vessels with the water and Lassibam Shartash Mishnah to do other some utility with it. Shlohoyev Shalasa Shomatech Abar. That was not possible to go over there in the pit itself. Then Dinigamem. Then you have the same Allah like the animal. Asigam Leizut. And forbidden also according to this opinion. According to Halacha, the primary is like the first opinion, Dasko Rishonim, that's the opinion of old Rishonim, as stringent. Chimash Magrav, Tezer Shabbos, Drakla Tzarech Gola, Tzarech Shabbos, only for a great native, Tzarech Shabbos, Yeshlitz Mechaz Halacha, you can rely on this opinion to be lenient, of which the Sharatinos Nadal says that even though the Ramah writes later on not to protest regarding those who are lenient, Tzarech Shabbos, in a Carmelist, which same thing as Arish as Rabbi said to Sharatin, which is a Carmelist according to many places when it's brought in Tachim Arish. So it sounds like for Yerushalayim, it's probably pretty strange regarding this, like the Eli Rabbi Lechai Adam, right? That is, we're going to be lenient like a Tchila, it's not Kedai. But the Evid, for sure, this is what we rely on the opinion of Ben Atam, Al Kapon, at least in Arish as Rabbi, which is like a Carmelist according to many places when it's on the Chai Adam, and it continues Mishmuz, it's Mutta Shabbos, but Yesh Latim Yad B'chol Kavni, in all situations, one could permit it right away.
So we've got Nun Zayin now. V'yesh matirin, Rama brought some permit even like a tchila in this halacha, which says the Mishbar Achrim nitzchaku ma'oid b'tamadaba. The later authorities they push very much regarding this. The ha'afa yesh makil nimesamach, even the yesh makil that he brings shortly. The mitzino sheikil, we don't find that they lean directly in the evid only after the fact. But literally tchila, not initially hata merely any Yehudi to permit telling a non-Jew a little bit karmelis, even rabbinically prohibited area, but chodesh k'mishus ram b'shul in the public domain. This also that they marked the source as this as coming from the kolboy. Because the Magen says the lenemtz is of a kolboy, it's not found in the kolboy. But girl, because of the building going right through das rabia, the rabia hamuvi b'beisayz b'simach in zayin. Ayin sham. So sounds like a big chiddush to say that to permit even like a tchila for something that you could have gotten to go and tell him to go ahead and bring it. Simkot nunchas, and the Rama said that the minhag is to permit even to tell a non-Jew initially to bring beer, a shardvarm, or other things, hainu dabashru tzarech Shabbos, something that at least somewhat of a need, of a Shabbos need. Sibkot nuntes, if it's derech karmelis, a rabbinically prohibited area, or without an eruv. But Achimesh mashma, then Achimesh sounds like nagel hakul, that custom is to be lean, aprishas ram dilan, even in arishas ram, which we consider as only rabbinically prohibited area. Sibkot nsamach, and aprishas lachm, although one should be stringent. And the reason is mitam shavus to shavus because it's rabbinically prohibited of a rabbinic. When you're telling a non-Jew, which is a rabbinic prohibition, to do a rabbinic iser in like a caramelist area. So imatim like a tchil. Initially, we don't permit a shavus to shavus. But tzarach gadol only by a great need. Well, tzarach bar mitzvah gemurah, a full-fledged bar mitzvah, could go into tzarach hamashka lekiddush. Like for example, you need the beverage for kiddush, alav yatav shalacham, or to bring the warm food dish, shochin l'sud the Shabbos, which you pay for the Shabbos meals. But in general, one should not permit it. But that's what he says. However, samachal in limcha is not the protest regarding those who are lenient. Al kapon at least late and moistly. And Yehuda said the Magen, at least don't give money to the non-Jew for it. Don't give him the vessel in his hand. And don't receive from him when he brings it. So that you're not part of the akiyah anocha, which is a part of the malach of the hitza. So sivkan samachal, you don't press regarding you don't protest regarding those who are lenient if they're doing it l'tzarech Shabbos. For Shabbos need. Now, Kas Machem Nachrim, right, the Mekom Makom, Oeve, Ein Lahakil, one should not be leaning El B'Sheikh, or B'Kiyitz, if it's regarding beer, or something like that, Matvar Matzrich, M'Shabbos, for things that you need for Shabbos, Suda, Shev Shalis, B'Ladam, El Dech, B'Ktas, that you can't be without it, only it's, when you have to push yourself a little bit. Advam Shem Tzrich, M'Kol Kaipa, things you don't really need so much, Kugan, Peres, or Gitzes, like fruits, or things like that, like dessert. Ein Lahakil, one should not be lenient, but Philemon Ritzel, Lassani, B'm Lechvay Shabbos, even wants to delight himself on the Shabbos, that should not override Shvus to Shvus. Well, the Yafal Eisen, it's not good, it's not appropriate what they do. HaMashalchan, they and who did that? They send through a non-Jew, McDonald's, Lo Yireich, Lo Chassan, that they send desserts for the guest, or for the Chassan, Chutz La'erv, out of the air. Sivkar Zemach Gimel, and it's only if it's L'Tzarek Shabbos, or B'Shas Tzachak, in a pressing situation, so it said, Mishmah Hayin, Oy B'Shas Tzachak, meaning either Tzarek Shabbos, or in a pressing situation, Kemash, M'dach Mesh, that's something for Dach Mesh, because then you can be lenient regarding Amila and Yehudi for a Tzarek, like we said in Sim Shin Zayin. And for sure, in such a case. The Be'alacha, some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 48, the Mishbur brother, the Dach Mesha sounds like that, the meaning is to be Mekel even in Narash HaSarabim. The reason to be of the minute to be mekel explains the Chubas Mechaz Yitzchak, because according to what's written in Chubas Eretz Tzvi, that most of the times the non-Jew has his own objects in his pocket, and for that reason, what he's carrying out for the Jew is only considered as Rebbe Bishurim, it's only adding on and not as severe of an Isser. There's number 49 regarding the mailman that brings the letters from Shisar Abim through a hole in the wall, which is a Makom Patur, into Rosh Hashanah of Yisrael. Chubas Betzel HaChachma writes that since the Yisrael himself could do this in the permitted way, even though when the Yisrael brings in from Rishus Ram to Makom Patur, it's forbidden for him to then take it from the Makom Patur Rishus Yachid. However, since the actual insertion from the Makom Patur Rishus Yachid is permitted, so they weren't glazed around that regarding Mila Akim, but it's the Lamaisa Tzarchim Bezet. have to look into further this. Dish number 50, regarding a non-Jew that brings the food for Kiddush after davening, and sometimes he brings it by driving it with a car. Shuvah Sheva Levi writes that the place that permitted by the Eved only in a happenstance situation, but not when that's how they always do it. And not to embarrass the others, you could have benefit from it a little bit, but the Ikar Halacha, one should not build the mitzvah of Kiddush on such pressed type of force types of heterim. There's number 51. Although the Mishnah Berurah says that's only for like necessary things, and Charetzin and Simri Shayin Vav said Kun Chavzan, it sounds like Old Tzarech Yisudah considered Letzarech Mitzvah. There's number 53. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Beis, according from the Ramah, said Letzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to. Similarly, the Kaf L'Chaim writes that if he doesn't have what to eat or to drink, he's allowed to tell the non-Jew to bring it for him so that he doesn't fast on Shabbos. That's written in Shabbos HaGizmash, he's permitted to enter into a shul that the non-Jew brought the keys to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos to open up the shul. Dish number 54, in our times, that the primary drinking is not with beer. The Sefer B'Shalim writes that everything depends on the Minig HaMakom and Minig HaAdam, the custom of the person and the place to drink what's primary they drink. So, yeah, beer maybe would not be allowed. And also the other way around, if someone that generally eats fruits for his nutrition, for his meals, that would also be considered a Dvar Mitzvah L'Shabbos, and that would be permitted.